Got your news coming up here at this 5 o'clock hour, but it's being brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morel Equipment. Yeah, Michigan has received an $8 million federal grant to train workers for high-demand shipbuilding and maritime manufacturing jobs. Governor Gretchen Whitmer and the Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity said the funds from the U.S. Department of Labor's Industry-Driven Skills Training Fund will expand the Michigan Maritime Manufacturing Initiative and establish the new Industry-Driven Skills Training Program. The initiative will train up to 720 workers in welding, electrical, and manufacturing trades, supported by an additional $3.6 million from the state's Make It in Michigan Fund. An employer-led partnership will help align training with industry needs using registered apprenticeships and AI-based learning to strengthen Michigan's workforce and sustain its maritime industry. And Wilson Elementary School District officials issued an announcement regarding an issue that happened earlier today. This morning, to ease concerns, just prior to the start of school this morning, staff at Woodrow Wilson Elementary discovered an individual near the student drop-off area who was experiencing a medical emergency. School staff immediately contacted St. Clair County Central Dispatch, EMS, and the fire department. The district staff responded quickly to render aid to the individual who was having a medical issue. The person was transported to a local hospital to continue receiving medical care. Because this occurred around the start of the school day, district officials wanted to make parents and the community aware of the reason for the emergency vehicles at the school. No students were involved or had any contact with the individual, and the subject was not inside the school building when this occurred. And tomorrow, Friday, the Bad Axe Hatches varsity football team will honor military veterans at their home game against Brown City. Veterans are invited to attend the event free of charge, with recognition ceremony set to begin at 6:35 p.m. prior to kickoff. During the ceremony, veterans will be recognized by both teams, and players from Bad Axe and Brown City will shake hands with each veteran on the field, emphasizing community appreciation and respect for their service. For the special occasion, Bad Axe players will wear red, white, and blue jerseys as part of the patriotic tribute. Following the recognition ceremony, all veterans will be included in a group photo alongside the Hatchets team. Kickoff for the game is scheduled for 7 p.m., and the event aims to foster a strong sense of unity between the football program and the region's veteran community. When we come back after this Morel Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to our national and international news.
We've been waiting. We've been watching the progress. And now Morel Equipment's new location at the north end of Bad Axe is now open. That's right. Morel Equipment, your Thumb Area LS Tractor Dealer of the Thumb in Eastern Michigan, is now open in their new facility just east of the Meyer store on North M53 in Bad Axe, bringing you even more convenience, a better selection, and top-notch service. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractor and attachments, stop by and see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar.
This is Kevin Morel. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the power, reliability, and efficiency you need.
Right now, get up to 120 months, 0% financing with approved credit.
Morel Equipment is now open in our brand new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Morel Equipment is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. till noon.
LS Tractor, start blue, stay blue.
Stop by and see our large selection of Bad Boy lawnmowers. Huge fall discounts and 0% financing is available.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our national news, Pentagon officials warned Moscow this week that Western allies are prepared to increase pressure if the Ukraine war drags on. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth spoke at a meeting in Brussels, vowing continued U.S. support for Kyiv. Germany also pledged another $500 million in defense aid, including air defense systems and precision artillery. The announcement follows new Russian offensives near Kharkiv. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is scheduled to meet President Trump in Washington next week. The talks may address U.S. approval of long-range missile transfers. And in our international news, the European Union announced new sanctions on Belarus over alleged human rights abuses. The restrictions target senior officials and state-owned enterprises connected to political repression. Brussels said the action supports democratic movements inside Belarus. Minsk denounced the decision as external interference. Neighboring Poland and Lithuania have reinforced border patrols following the sanctions. Analysts say EU-Belarus relations have reached their lowest point in years. You can get the full stories of your news, obituaries, and weather right here on thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, my name is John Carty, and that news update was brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor, Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morel Equipment.